Is more affordable housing just a print job away? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. To make housing more affordable in the U.S., we need more of it. Millions of additional units, by most estimates. This shortage of housing has a lot of complex causes. But the high cost of construction, which has only gotten higher thanks to pandemic labor and supply chain slowdowns, that's definitely not helping. An idea from the tech world promises to make the building process more efficient: 3D printing. Startups around the world have been experimenting with using the technology in large-scale construction, and now there's a push to take it mainstream. It's the topic of a deep dive by Rachel Monroe in this week's issue of The New Yorker. She says, contrary to what I imagined, we're not talking about a comically large office appliance spitting out full-size Cape Cods and Craftsmans.
What we're mostly talking about is these printers that are making the shell of a building, so the wall system, using typically like a concrete mixture that's coming from a nozzle and essentially like printing the house layer by layer from the bottom up.
Is it actually like printing on the site? What does the actual printer look like? You said it's a nozzle?
It's a nozzle mounted on a gantry crane. So you have sort of three parts. You have a software system that's kind of feeding the plan into the printer, which is kind of following the plan set out by the software, and essentially like a fancy concrete mixture that's blending the material and feeding it into the printer, which is just sort of tracking the outline of whatever building you're hoping to print.
Right. And so the actual printing material is kind of a mush of different things.
Yeah, mush is a good way to put it. It's got to have this like complex balance of it has to be liquid enough to move through the machine, right? But then it also has to like set up quickly. So by the time that the printer head, that nozzle comes back around, it's solidified enough that it can kind of accept the next layer, right? And so what's typically used is like a concrete or cement blend. It's like, to the layman's eye, it just looks like concrete, but it's got a bunch of additives in there to sort of make it precise in this way that they need it to be.
So you profiled this Austin-based construction startup called Icon that is using this technology. What's their pitch?
I think the advantages became really clear during the pandemic when we had these major supply chain issues and also labor crunches. That's been like an ongoing issue in the construction industry. 3D printing is a way to ideally build houses more quickly with less labor, less waste, and the houses themselves are ideally more resilient, more energy efficient, and less expensive. But what's interesting that's happening right now is that we have Icon is printing an entire neighborhood of about 100 homes. At this point, it's like we're actually seeing, okay, can this be mainstreamed?
And they definitely sort of couch their mission in the very kind of tech utopian ethos, right?
Yeah, this is a venture-funded company, and so you get all of that kind of world-changing rhetoric. You know, we're gonna print houses by the millions. This is going to revolutionize the built environment. A lot of really heady talk.
And you actually got to spend a night in one of those test case 3D printed houses. What was that like? What did it look like? What did it feel like?
Yeah, so it wasn't one of the houses that's being printed in this development. This was sort of a fancier house that Icon has printed as kind of an argument for 3D printed architecture, that you can make like a luxury home with this stuff. And I mean, I got to say, it was nice. It was sort of a strange experience. The house itself has very particular architecture. They wanted a house that could only be printed, right? And so printers have an easier time with doing curves than they do a straight line. So this was a very kind of sinuous building. And the walls of a 3D printed house have this like ribbed texture because of those layers that I was talking about. So it was interesting being in there. I think I expected a house printed out of concrete, you know, made by a robot, to be sort of cold and precise, but it was cozier than I expected.
Is this approach to printing houses anywhere close to being scalable?
You know, the promises that Icon likes to make are really thrilling and exciting. But when you look at where we actually are. We've got like a year-long process to print these 100 houses. And I think that the federal government estimates that the housing shortage in the United States alone is, you know, on the tune of like 4 million houses, right? So if it's marginally better, marginally faster, marginally more resilient, like those are all good things. But the problem that we have is so much of a bigger problem than can be fixed by exciting new technology.
And how expensive or cheap is it to print a house? I mean, at this point, does it actually save money?
This is really tricky and hard to get concrete numbers on, forgive the pun. But the best sense that I could get is that the houses that they're printing, you know, which range from pretty simple structures for nonprofits that house unhoused people to these luxury homes to these kind of standard suburban houses tend to be around 10% cheaper at this point. So, you know, that is a savings. It's not a revolutionary savings. The idea is those savings are going to be greater once the technology moves along.
Are there specific sort of uses for this technology that seem particularly promising? You mentioned a couple of different uses. There's maybe tiny home camps for unhoused people. Is this, you know, something that could be really useful for accessory dwelling units? Or are we talking about, you know, multifamily buildings?
At this point, it's mostly being used to print single-family homes, and that tends to be what it's best suited for. You can't, it's hard to do multiple stories, right? So it's not great if you're thinking about like having a radically dense built environment. 3D printing, at least the way it is now, is not going to get us there. But for these smaller structures, and particularly it's most efficient when you're trying to print a number of things kind of in the same general area. And the thing about it that's kind of exciting and different from maybe other like modular prefab building solutions is that each one can be different because it's just the software. It's just as easy to print any design. So you don't have this thing where like every house looks exactly the same. You can have some variability in there.
I guess the big question here is this solving the right problem in the housing market? I mean, is there a technological solution to the affordable housing crisis?
Yeah, I had a really interesting conversation with a housing expert who made, I think, a great point, which is that people keep coming up with these technological solutions for what is fundamentally a political problem, which has to do with, you know, zoning and where do we build this excess capacity that we really need. And in some ways, you know, technology is really tempting as a solution because it helps us sort of imagine that we can kind of innovate our way out of this problem without having to give anything up. Unfortunately, I don't think that that's how it's going to work.
Rachel Monroe, contributing writer to The New Yorker. And now for some related links. You can find Rachel Monroe's full story in The New Yorker about 3D printed houses on our website, marketplacetech.org. We've also linked to a video from Insider Art showing what this process actually looks like at a building site from a different company called Alquist. And it really is, like Rachel said, a nozzle excreting out a concrete mush layer by layer, kind of like watching a pastry chef frosting a cake. Rachel also mentioned that 3D printing tech has some limitations when it comes to building up, like we typically need in dense cities. But there have been some recent improvements on that front. NPR reports a company in Houston is building what designers say is the first 3D printed two-story house. It's about halfway done, which is when my printer at home typically jams or runs out of toner. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.